Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you? Soaking up the sunshine.
Aloha.
Huh? Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes, sir. Sunny state of Hawaii, huh? Ah.
Yes, ma'am. Sitting in the Kahului offices of Go Pono Media, LLC, which is the Starbucks on Derry Road.
That's
our mobile office, yes.
Awesome. That is too funny. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful here. Beautiful, sunny, nice. It's Maui. So, yeah, back working on Pono Radio. As you know, it's one of our projects, and you're involved with that as well. Your show is, our podcast is aired on the PonoRadio.org website. So,
yeah,
pretty cool.
Fantastic.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Just kind of swamped, you know, getting back into things a little bit. But very, very good. And today we're going to have our show, which a lot of people are pretty aware of, but I don't know, I mean, of going green and sustainability today's, et cetera. So, but we just want to give some tidbits today and go over, you know, how receive credits and help do your part, plus start thinking in a different way to go green. It's a lot different because of the way things have been put together and what we're used to. And simple steps we can make to help and do and go green. And yeah, and I'm excited. We're gonna we're working on some projects that are really exciting too. So you and I and
yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah.
And I've got a couple of I posted on Facebook. You know, I've been doing that lately, obviously pre-promoting our show. And I've got a really great question. Somebody Facebooked me, and so at some point when you know before we go to our second half, I've got a great question from Andrea who's going to be listening. She has an issue with her home. So I think that's kind of a cool segment when people actually check in via Facebook or Twitter or whatnot and ask questions. So that'll come up. I'll let you know whenever you're ready. We'll go for that question. In the second half, Kamanzi Constable, one of the cooler names I've ever heard, Kamanzi Constable, he is a new resident on Maui. He's moved here realizing his dream of moving from Wisconsin to Maui. Wisconsin. And he, how about those hackers? But he is a former, he just found himself, you know, in Wisconsin can be pretty brutal winters. And he found himself, he was a bread truck guy, basically hating his job. And he decided to, you know, to start writing and wrote his first book and it flopped, wrote his second book and it exploded. And he's now become a coach and an author and speaker and literally has changed his life and loves to help other people find their passion.
Wow.
So he'll be with us in the second
half. What's
the
name of his book? I'm looking. That is so exciting. We'll get to it on the second.
You know, let me jump on his website.
Oh.
It's KamanziConstable.com is the website. And the book is Are You Living or Existing?
And, I love it.
Yeah, basically 9 ways to, you know, help you go from just existing to living. So he kind of gets real practical, which I love. Love that. And anyway, Kamanzi Constable joins us in the second half. And I know we're going to be talking about going green here in the first half and how it's a win-win, right? That's the beauty of it. you get credits for it and stuff.
Yeah, very much a win-win situation, you know. Take time to set things up that way, and then you can do simple steps too. And the states and counties give credit. Well, it depends on what you're doing. Can receive credits. So we'll dig right into that after our first quick break, and sounds like fun.
Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Yeah, buddy, Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere. We're worldwide, of course, on the Internet, and RealtyUniversal.com, the website. The phone number, by the by, we do have live listeners, although the majority of our listeners are archived, as typically happens with blog talk radio and podcasts these days.
Yeah,
but if you are listening
live,
347-945-5428. Again, the number 347-945-5428 if you'd like to talk to Natalie. The topic this first half hour, going green and the benefits of that. So it's not only helping the planet, but you can help yourself as well. And Natalie, take it away.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy. We on going green, of course, means, you know, to go. You want to do sustainability. You want all natural, more use natural products, reduce waste. You know, there's so many benefits of going green, and it sounds it's not as easy as it sounds because we, you know, we're in a situation where we use gas in our cars, so going for electric cars is also a big benefit. I mean, to go, yeah. You know, to help save the pollution. We, you know, we're constantly using energy. We have air conditionings, heat pumps, and, you know, gas furnaces, oil furnaces. We're constantly using things that are polluting the earth, but we need to be able to live our day-to-day lives. So going green, with Start Going Green, some people have been doing it for a long time. Some people aren't doing it at all. And to start going green is actually a mindset, and start thinking of what you can do to – it's a mindset to get you in to start noticing, hey, wait a minute, does this make a difference if this – you know, if I'm using recyclable material and it can be recycled, then you're helping rather than when you have something that – is going to go to the dump and it's permanent, right? It's not ever going to be able to go back to the earth or be recycled. We have lots of that. I mean, look at even our computers. We're using computers, laptops. I mean, that most of that material is not recyclable, right? So recyclable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, paper. Look at all the trees it takes to, you know, use paper. I guess, you know, now with the Internet and we've all been cutting back on paper, but still quite a lot of paper is being used. So as a homeowner, though, you can actually start getting tax benefits now if you're going green, and we're going to go over some of that shortly. So when the benefits of going green, you're saving energy, you're saving resources, you're helping the economies, you're actually helping your health. If I don't have an electric car yet, but I want to look into that. And, you know, we're if – depending on, I mean, look at, with, you know, there's laws and there's rules for factories, for example. Remember, you used to see those smoke billowing out of factories. And now with the EPA and regulations, you'll see less and less of that, right? The pollution is going to be. So
yeah.
Trying to, but so you actually, it can make it easier once you get used to recycling. A lot of the different neighborhoods, trash, many counties and cities in the U.S., I'm just speaking for the U.S. basically here, but this course works everywhere, many places do have pickups where they have a recycling day pickup. You can check with your local community and their trash pickup, the trash company that picks up the trash, or your community usually has contracts, and they can tell you. If you don't know who it is, you can call your local department, local government office, and find out who handles the trash pickup. And typically, they have they'll have a website, or you know, they'll be able to lead you in the right direction. And you have trash pickup days and recycle days, so you can start on the small side as just start recycling. Keep a bin for recyclable items and items that aren't, so that you're doing your part there. And yeah, we don't even think about, a lot of people don't think about, you can buy organic food, so you're actually, it's better for your body, you know, to eat organic. In your home, you can contact your local utility company and find out what they're offering, because a lot of people are going solar these days, and they say you can save up to 45-50% off your bill once you do this. So it's, you know, and the local, it's, you get energy credits. If you're building a house, before you build and when you decide, talk to your builder and see if they have, if they're doing sustainability, if they're actually going green, and what they're putting in the house, what type of credits there are. Are the credits going just to the builder, or do you get the credits as well? And it's easy to find out when you, you know, the companies you deal with, they'll know if there's credits or not. There's a Bloomberg.com has a BNA Green Incentives site that you can go into to also try to find incentives in different states and different locales. But in your local area, you should be able to just contact your local utility company to find out what they're offering and where to go. You can also get on the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA's website, or the Department of Energy, and find a lot of information about going green and what type of credits you can get. So in addition to doing it personally and, you know, eating and just recycling and the products you're using, the material you're buying, you can also, you know, the governments are picking up on it, of course, the utility companies and businesses are picking up on it. So it's just, it's really good to ask the questions. And there's another group, Sierra Club. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's been around for years.
Oh, yeah.
They actually are pretty involved in, too. They have, you can look at them, and they have a lot of information. There's a lot of green directories out there and green guides out there, you know, tons of information. So, you know, when we're doing our show, we're always looking for the people that are like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. I didn't know that, because many people are already going green, but not near enough of us, and I'm included. I need to do my part, too. I don't know. Have you ever done anything with that with your homes so far yet, with solar or recycling at home with the trash?
We are looking into it, and we do recycle. Absolutely, we have a separate, you know, can for that. Have the, you know, the plastic cans, and it's just for bottles and plastics and recyclables. And then we have the, you know, we have the one can that's for just shrubbery and grass and stuff, and then we have the regular trash. So we usually take out, yeah, we have three, you know, separate trash cans in Chico, which again is
good for you.
Pretty green, yeah, pretty green town, if you will.
Good for you.
Know, so,
that's really, and mulch too. They can, you can, you know, use the cut up everything in the limbs and things, and then use it for mulch. There's so many, so much that you can do. Well, you know, you said there was a question out there about, was it going green, or a question for us today that somebody wanted us to ask you.
Yeah, let me pull it up here. It was, where did she go? Okay, there, and
I can see what I got. I can keep on this too.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
got a couple
waste,
more things
yes.
to do. Let me dig it up here quick.
Yeah, no problem. That's fantastic. The going green, I mean, it covers sustainability. You know, there's biofuels, conservation issues, the green building, green engineering, green power, you know, waste reduction, carbon footprints. I mean, it's very, very interesting if you get into it and what it all is about being more friendly to our Earth and Mother Nature and kind of, you know, Mother Nature gives to us and we want to give back instead of depleting the resources and destroying it. So it's very interesting and it's fun that everybody's getting into it and that they're also giving credits, making it more affordable for people to get into it, because some of the costs to start going green can be high, but if you can offset the credits and the plans, then it's not as high as you would think, and then in the long run you're going to save money. So it's pretty awesome. So yeah,
sweet. All right, I found that question off of Facebook, and by the way, again, Realty Universal Radio, just again to reset for you, our phone number is 347-945-5428. If you are listening live, many of you are listening archived, as is again the custom with podcasting, but we are live at this point. It is 9:15 Hawaii time, and again, the number 347-945-5428. And the question is from Andrea on Maui, and she says this. I'm going to read it slowly, and you might want to take notes, as is the custom with, you know, real estate questions.
Long question, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
My house is finally going up in value, so that's good news. A realtor made a comp and found that if we put our house on the market today, we could finally sell it for more than what we paid for after years of being underwater. I called the local mortgage guy to see if we could refinance for a lower rate, and he said that refi appraisals are often much lower than appraisals. He said that refi appraisals often are much lower than appraisals for sales, and
okay.
because of that, we would probably have to pay PMI if
okay,
we decide
right.
to refinance. Is this true? Do appraisers appraise a house differently depending on if the house is selling versus refinancing? So there's two questions, I guess.
Okay, and that was the total of it, the end of it? So they're trying to
yeah.
decide what to do?
The PMI.
It is true that the PMI is because if they don't have 20% equity into the house, they're going to have to pay private mortgage insurance. So I don't know. So that's the question. I mean, I guess the big thing is trying to decide whether they want to sell it or refinance, right? But it is true that appraisals – actually, the answer is yes and no. Sometimes they appraise it higher than what we can do on a sale. Yes, they can come in lower. So the answer, it's not always definitely one way or the other. He may have done because it's not always lower on a refi than on a sale. Sometimes it depends on the appraiser, literally, and what comps they're using. He may have looked at a desktop appraisal or something, and that could have been where he saw, well, it looks like he thinks it's probably approximately this value. So there's a couple ways he can check out to see if what they think approximately is going to be and then what her payment would be with the PMI. If she doesn't have PMI now, then I guess they had put at least 20% into it and didn't get it on the original loan. But, yeah, so that's a loaded question only because it can go either way. But I would check with the – she could also check on some of these government plans, and you don't have to be underwater. And there's also a streamline refi with them and see if they can just redo streamline refi without having to go into an appraisal. There's ways to do that. She doesn't have to do a full-blown refi, so she should ask them about the streamline. And depending on the type of loan, that's the best – that's what I would recommend if she wants to do it and not sell, you know, so – hope that answers the question, and they can get in touch with us, you know, later too. Because
that's a good point you made. Is that the PMI really is relative to the amount of money you actually have put in, the 20%, right?
That you're going to have to get private mortgage insurance unless they did an FHA loan would be different,
yeah.
But on a conventional, you're going to have to get, yeah. So that's not always the case that it's going to come lower. So that if they're that tight, though, they might, yeah, but they may try to do a streamline and just do their loan without an appraisal, is that, et cetera. So going back to the, because I know that on the show with the green, because I want to not sidetrack too much on that, because it's more of a real estate question that, And if they want more information, can get in touch with us too. On the going green, you want to go in and start. You can start. Actually, there's a lot of resources if you want to start going green. And if you're not recycling what you have at home, that's one place to start. Looking at things when you're buying even clothes, sometimes you can see. And toys, if you're buying toys for your children, you'll see, can find toys. Just if you start thinking, hey, is this natural? Is this recyclable? And just go in that direction. If you're not in a position to actually redo your home right now, with that. So it's pretty, pretty amazing what you can do. And they're actually, and the builders are really in on it too. A lot of them are in on this too, to do the go in the green.
Yeah. From the get-go, making sure that the house is, and I love what you said because there's so many different ways to go green. When and I know a lot of people, solar is a big deal nowadays, I know the challenge with solar typically is, yes, it can eventually mean, not having to pay electricity bills, but typically it's. Yeah, it's pretty expensive, I know,
but it's not. But that's the thing, because with some of the incentives, you can actually, once it's already in there, you might save up to half of your bill. So it's not as expensive.
Oh, wow.
People out there, because it's, it's going to cost this much to put it in, they all forget it, I'm not going to do this. But when they check and they get the credits, and lots of times it ends up not being expensive. It's something like sometimes you have to put the money in now, but in 2-3 years you're going to reap it all back, plus have such a discount. So that's what I was trying to put out, because people do shy away from it because they go, oh, no, not now. The cars, the electric cars, it's amazing. They have programs where you can, and they're starting to put the charging systems. There's companies that actually go in and they set up the charging systems, and you can pay a nominal membership fee to belong to this, and then get your car charged. Like you could $40 a month if you have to go 80 miles round trip every day. For a plan around $40 a month, you can actually, charge your car. If you have a garage or at home, you can have it in your house, of course, charge in your house all night. And then if you're at work or you are in buildings or parking garages, there's a lot of them that have these plug-ins now. Can you imagine $40, $50 for the month of gas? I mean, I know people spending $400 a month just for gas, right?
Oh, my gosh,
So there's a lot of ways and these electric cars, I mean, when I first heard of them coming out, I used to think, oh, gosh, they're going to be slow. This is going to be like, I can't get here. You're just kind of piddling to work. You're taking forever. No, they're not slow. They go the speed limits. They go, they're 60, 70, 80 miles. They're definitely not slow cars. And the car manufacturers are really getting on that, too, and starting to manufacture more and more. We had cars that were starting with gas or electric, and then you're getting just all electric. That's the cool thing when you start really getting into it, where it's not as expensive as it sounds. So it's worth it even just to check with your utility company see what they can, switch it and do that.
I've got another Facebook message from Ted in Los Angeles asking, and he says, forgive me if I just am listening live, but just started listening. But the question is, does the going green, so a totally outfitted going green house, does that add value to the home in terms of like resale value? And if so, how much?
Absolutely. Okay. That's a fantastic question, Ted. Absolutely. Yeah, and hello. Absolutely would add value. As far as how much, as far as – that's a good question, too, because if you're saying how much, like, is appraiser going to appraise it for more money, you know, it's hard to give you dollar for dollar because it's going to depend on a lot of factors. They're still going to – an appraiser, if you're selling for market value, is still going to – appraise it and say how much on market value, basically.
Yeah.
So whatever the other houses are selling for. So there will be a value given to it. I can't say exactly how much. When the value of marketing and the value to new people buying it, think about if you were going to buy a house and it was totally already green ready or not, and you were going to not have to pay an exorbitant amount, I would think go towards the green, right? And So I think that's a fantastic question, but it's hard to give you an exact number or percentage on
variables,
how much. It's absolutely a plus. I don't see any way in there that it's going to be a negative, especially when once everything's in, that's not, you know, and people are paying monthly, it's less because you're using solar. You're not paying as much as you would be paying for utility bills now. So I think it's a total value to all the way around, but in several ways. But, you know, great question.
Yeah. Thanks, Kat. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening in Los Angeles. And, I think more and more people are going to start checking in as we promote on Facebook and various other channels. We'll start getting
more
questions.
We have so many archive listeners. I'd love to hear people listening live. That's great. I love it because we have so many archives. I mean, I see 2001 week, download, you know, where people download, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
It really is. We'd love to have more interaction because it's fun on our show, too, to meet you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, let's how about we take a break and jump back on the other side with Kamanzi Constable? Sound like a plan?
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
A common trait heroes often share is the courage to challenge society's misperceptions. Eric Weinmayer challenged naysayers when he attempted what was said to be impossible. Climb Mount Everest, blind.
Well, you know, at first when you're blind and you think about Everest, you know, you think, well, maybe I'm just crazy. I want to think this through in a rational way. Maybe there are things that I won't be able to overcome.
When Eric Weinmayer first began to consider the possibility of climbing the world's tallest mountain, he knew he had to carefully consider any overwhelming obstacles.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, it is. And if you're a broker or an agent, by the by, and you want to be a part of the Realty Universal network, check it out, realtyuniversal.com. Lots of reasons for you to be a part of what's going on there. Again, Natalie, with many, many years' experience in the industry, and as we've said before, often the number one broker in Hawaii and in the top 1% across the country. So she knows real estate. And, and congratulations again. I just want to say this because I know you won't toot your own horn, but, you know, this show.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
We've been a couple of years now. You know, you are a featured show on Blog Talk Radio, which means they basically have said, you know, this show adds value, and they promote it, you know, across 30 million listeners a month. So congratulations on becoming a featured show on Blog Talk Radio. Yay!
Thank you, and thanks to you too. Thank you to you too, because you deserve the credit. So, I'm looking forward to hearing about our second guest. And time goes by so fast. So.
Oh, it does, and this half hour will fly by. Kamanzi Constable, as I said earlier, one of the cooler names I think I've ever heard. That goes right up there with the town of Makawao on Maui. I love to say that, Makawao. Kamanzi Constable is with us. KamanziConstable.com is the website, and there is so much there. We're going to kind of get an overview this morning of Kamanzi's story and what his book is about, and then we're gonna give away a coaching session. He's agreed to give away a coaching session. So if you are stuck, you know, you might be stuck in a job and you're like, you know what, this there's got to be more to life. Kamanzi's done it, and he wants to help you do it. And I love, again, the fact I've done a couple of shows with Kamanzi, and I love that he's so authentic, and it's just real, and it's no hype, and it's just value added, man. It's just like, I've done it. I want to help you do it. No hype, you know, and I love that about him. So, buddy, welcome. Aloha.
Thanks for having me, Randy and Natalie. It's good to be talking to you, and welcome back, Randy.
Yeah, man. Back on Maui, and let's start there, because one of your dreams has been to live on Maui, to move to Maui, to escape Wisconsin winters, and you've done that, man. Let's talk about that. Let's start the show with that. Talk about that dream come true for you.
Yeah, my wife and I came here on a belated honeymoon. This is going to be our 16th year of marriage, and we never went on a honeymoon. So in 2010, we're like, let's take a honeymoon to Maui. And I'm like, great, sounds good. So we got here, and as soon as we got off the plane, like, if you've been to Maui, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you feel it. Like, it just something, yeah. You just feel something inside you. And then you get out the airport, you're walking through the airport, and the airport's open. Like, it's open to the outside, and I'm like, this is just wild. And then you start driving on the island, and you see the ocean, and it's just so calming. And we stayed in Kihei, and we stayed on the water at the Maui Lu, and it was amazing. At the end of that trip, we started talking about, oh, maybe we could retire here. How cool would it be to retire here? But then we'd go to things like, we'd go to the grocery store and see the price of things, like, yeah, we're going to have to be rich to retire here. So we kind of checked that in the back of our mind. And really, it wasn't until 2012 when my father died. He died at 54. That it really hit
right.
us how short life is. And you know, we said we don't want to just retire there. We want to go there when we're younger and can enjoy it, and our kids can enjoy it. And more than that, life's just too short not to go for it. So it was a couple of years in the planning. We sold everything we had, and last Tuesday, you know, almost a week from tomorrow, our whole family came here, and now we're officially living here.
You just did it. You just moved.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. Welcome. That
Thank
is
you.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. That's, I'm glad you just did it. And did he die suddenly?
Yeah, he did die suddenly, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh. Well, so again, Kamanzi Constable, our guest, and he has, as you just said, that's kind of the tip of the iceberg, but and really kind of one of his whys. You know, we always talk about, you know, you need a big why, and his big why, you know, kind of a shifting point for him was his father dying young, and at 54, I can say, that's young, because I'm older than that, and I never thought I'd say that, but that is young. And so, congratulations, man. So let's kind of circle back now to your story prior to Maui, and that is that you were a bread delivery guy, and why don't we pick up the story there? I mean, obviously there was a restlessness and a like. You know, I meant for more than just this. And talk about how that whole thing began, that phase in your life.
Yeah, you know, for 12 years, I I started a service business when I was 19. It was a franchise situation, and it was delivering bread where I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And at the height of the business, I had five people working for me. I was operating in three states. It was good at 19, but I never knew enough about business to actually run the business. So there was a lot of poor decisions made. Money was coming in, and I wasn't saving anything for taxes and stuff like that. You know, I just thought, hey, this is a lot of money. I'm going to spend it. And over the years, yeah, I just kept spending and not saving, and I never knew enough to grow it to where I wasn't in the business. So every day I was delivering bread at midnight and having three small kids, and then they started getting older, so they started having soccer games and plays and all that good stuff. And this stuff is all at night. And I was getting 3 hours of sleep a night. And it was torture waking up with 3 hours of sleep. I was always cranky. And I just developed a lot of bad habits as far as, like, eating out all the time, eating fast food. And so fast forward to 2011, I was 170 pounds overweight. I was $180,000 in tax debt. And I was just the most miserable person you ever met. And so right then at like, the lowest point of my life was when I said, you know what, I'm going to follow my dream and become an author. Like, it didn't make any sense at the time, but I had to go for it. And so I self-published this book called Tales of the Everyday Working Man and Woman. And it was about what the everyday working person went through and, you know, how we wanted more and we should go for more, but we couldn't. We just felt stuck. And so I was excited because there's so many working people out there. And I thought this book was just, it's going to be a New York Times bestseller because everybody's got to work, right? So I put this book out there to the world. I promoted it. I'm doing air quotes here. I promoted it, and nobody bought it. It was a complete flop. I sold, like, five copies in 6 months. I mean, not even my own mom bought it. It was kind of depressing. it was really depressing. But after that 6 months, it was a young man who had been reading my blog just said, hey, I've been reading your blog. I'm inspired. I'm going to quit my job. And I told him, I'm like, quitting your job isn't the way. And even though I'm not a life coach or anything like that, let's talk. And we talked, and we figured out what he wanted to do in life. And we put a plan in place, and he actually ended up landing that job. And that was really when my dream was realized. You know, I didn't know all the moving pieces and parts and all that, but I just wanted to help people that felt stuck. And so from that point on, I really became a writer and started really writing and started helping people. And just from people coming to the blog, checking out my story and checking out the things that I was writing about, things that other people weren't talking about. You know, I talked about the time that we had to file bankruptcy because of all the debt. I talked about, you know, things in my life and I were going through, just real topics that real people can relate to. And people responded, and a few of them bought the book. And then over the next, you know, 3 years, I self-published a second book, and both books went on to sell over 82,000 copies.
Wow.
And it was great. And I got offers from publishers, and I signed with an amazing publisher called Sound Wisdom Books. And last year, my first traditionally published book came out, and I was able to walk into Barnes & Noble's with my 87-year-old grandfather and see the book there on the shelf, and that was just like a surreal moment.
Wow, and congratulations.
Yeah. It's been a roller coaster ride. I mean, it all culminated with this move to Maui, but even in the meantime there, just being able to say, all right, you've done this thing with the book. This move with Maui's coming together. Let's do something else to write. And I started just simply running slowly and dieting. And in the last 9 months, I've been able to lose 155 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Buddy.
Wow. You got the, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Turning the life around. That's now the book, the second book. Let's talk about the second book. That's your most recent. I know you're working on another one or two, but what was the second book?
There's a second book called Are You Living or Existing? Nine Steps to Change Your Life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Are you living or existing?
Nine steps to change.
And by the way, KamanziConstable.com is the website. Go to KamanziConstable.com. You can check out the book. You can get it there, of course, you know, Amazon as well. And you can find out, again, a lot more about what Kamanzi is about. And, again, I love it that you are, you decided to, you know, okay, this ends here. I've got to change things, and I got to start with me. And then, oh, by the way, you know, people need inspiration. That's why we do the second half of this show, is people need to be inspired, and you are an inspiration, and people can look at what you've done and say, you know what? Man, he did it. I can do it. I can do it. And that's
exactly.
That's what you do. Yeah.
And it's
very cool.
So I just want to make sure there's – Kamanzi, can you spell it? Is it K-A-M-A-N-Z-I, Constable, C-O-N-S? I just want to – if you could spell it for us.
It's K-I-M-A-N-Z-I, C-O-N-S-T-A-B-L-E, or you can go to livingorexistingbook.com, and you'll be a redirect of the site and just, you know, stop by and say hi.
Awesome.
There it is. Yeah, KamanziConstable.com, K-I-M-A-N-Z-I. Constable is like the constable, you know, C-O-N-S-T-A-B-L-E, KamanziConstable.com. Are you living or existing? And I know, now you're – talk about your day, man. You're not getting up at, you know, zero dark 30 to deliver bread anymore. Why don't you kind of share about what your day is like? What's a day in the life of Kamanzi Constable?
Yeah, it's pretty good now. You know, more than anything, people ask, like, what's this life? Because I, you know, make my living now technically on the internet with coaching and speaking and writing. So I don't, you know, the best way to describe this is I get to live life on my terms. I get to spend time the way that I want to spend it with my family, with friends, and just helping people. So I'll typically get up at 5 a.m. most days, and I usually start the morning off with a run. And now that I'm here at a place where I can wake up and it's, you know, 70, 75 degrees every morning, it makes it a lot easier to get up.
Yeah.
And to go out there and run versus the 30 and 20 degrees that I was used to in Wisconsin. So, yeah, I'll get up, and I love running on the beach. Now I'm about where I am here in Kihei. I'm less than a mile from the beach. So I'll run down there, run on the beach, and it's just, it's amazing to run with the backdrop of the ocean and the mountains. And it's great. So I'll start off with the run and then maybe even come home and throw in a bike ride there. And come home and make breakfast for my family. And it's
That's great, making
breakfast for the kids and having my wife drinks coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. I know you're a big coffee drinker, Randy. And we'll just enjoy the morning.
That's
After that, I'll get out my MacBook. And depending on the day, I'll either do some writing or I'll get online, get on Skype, and start working with coaching clients and really just help people map out their dream and put a plan in place to make that dream a reality. And it's amazing. I love doing this. I love helping people.
Fantastic.
I love writing above everything else. That's definitely my passion, and so that's what I do. And I'm doing it here in probably the best place in the world to do it from.
Absolutely.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Kamanzi Constable, KamanziConstable.com, the website again. And, you are always, and what I love about you is you're continuing to, this word evolve, but, you know, you're continuing to see how you can add value in different ways. And so not only do you coach people who are stuck and want to do what you did, but then you're also moving kind of into the arena of helping people who maybe aren't stuck. They know what they want to do, but they kind of have a small platform and maybe want to write a book. But typically out there, you know, you see the Michael Hyatts and the Brendan Bouchards and, you know, folks like that, and you're like, wow, yeah, cool. Easy to sell a lot of books if, you know, you got their email list. But
Talk a little bit about your program where you help people who, you know what they want to do and maybe want to self-publish, but they have a small platform.
Yeah, it's definitely a need that I've seen with people that want to do things online and even offline with small businesses in general. It's I had a small business since I was 19 years old. So it's how do you grow a small business when you don't have this huge customer base? How do you grow something on the internet when you don't have a lot of followers and people on your email list and this and that? And so that's definitely who I have a passion for. And we've been working on a program on, okay, well, how do you do this when you're starting out? How do you do this when you're small? And it's really just practical stuff. You know, it really starts with identifying who your target audience is, who you're talking to. And Natalie's over there shaking her head, right? That's a key word right there.
No, it's awesome.
You got to know who you're talking to and what you're talking about. And then once you know that, it's a lot easier to find them. It's a lot easier to find your customer if you know who your customer is. But then there's strategic stuff that you could definitely do, especially on the internet. There's strategic stuff you can do to start building your audience right away. And really, too, it's about adjusting your expectations. If you're growing and you put a book out there to the world, for example, Randy brought up books, and you see some of what the big guys are doing, they're doing things like make New York Times best-selling lists and stuff like that. When you're starting out, that really shouldn't be your goal, is to be a New York Times bestseller or to just copy their strategy. Your expectations should be a little bit different. Your book, your first book, if that's your book or your product or your business, your first thing that you put out there to the world is not going to be, it's probably not going to be your number one greatest hit. The first thing you put out there really is just a foundation. It's something to build off of. You put it out there to the world, it's the first brick there in your building. Put that out to the world and start really building your foundation, and take it from there and really grow from there. So really adjust your expectations and start out slow and realize that this is not a race. It's a marathon. Just take it step by step. And even when it comes to building a radio station, right, Randy, or anything, it's a marathon. You go out there and you build this thing, and you're trying to build really a foundation that's going to last for a long time, and that's going to help a lot of people. So when I'm working with a lot of people right now and developing programs on just how to start small and grow and really build it into something that's really big. And I think this is going to culminate with something Randy and I and a few others have talked about. We can't really release all the details yet, but it's going to culminate with something that we're going to be doing here live on Maui. It'll be something fun. It's going to be something where you can learn. And then it's going to be a two-day event. But we'll just leave it at that. Right, Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I like to, we talk about the tribe, and this tribe that seems to be gathering. And it's true. And whether on Maui or, just linked, spiritually, if you will, with us from, there's this tribe worldwide that, is gathering. And literally on Maui, this gathering of eagles that I like to call, where there's no coincidences. I'm a firm believer in that. Natalie and I talk about that all the time. And yeah, we're looking to change things, to shift things, in the spiritual realm, in families, in businesses. Maui's no different than anywhere else in the country right now. People are struggling financially. Businesses are really, really struggling. And that's kind of what we're looking to do, man, is with Pono Radio, is to help build strong families and businesses. And there are strategies for that, as you've talked about. And Natalie, of course, has built this huge real estate, literally, empire. Natalie, you're somebody... you and I have talked about, having you do conferences as well, because, you've done it.
Well, we do. It's all about serving. It's all about serving. And it really, the mindset's the key. I mean, the mindset's the key to get, and the goals. Boy, you're doing phenomenal, Kamanzi, and congratulations. It sounds like you've shifted and learned the keys to go for what you want, right? And you're going back and serving. And it's the mindset's what's really got a lot of people stuck, isn't it? would you say that's the biggest thing? Fear and the mindset, maybe, or I guess my fear is part of someone's mindset.
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of times we have one foot in and one foot out. We have these dreams and we want to do this, but we're not all the way committed. And once, you know, I got to the point where I just said, I'm going to have to jump off this ledge and, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, when I was building this thing, Randy and Natalie, you know, I was seeing some progress and some success, but then I was on Craigslist looking for jobs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm like, well, maybe I could do this part-time, and maybe I could get an office job somewhere or this or that. But I had to get to a point where I'm like, no, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this work no matter what. And that's when things started happening.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so cool. Yeah, because you always need the money to get, you know, it's just, it's so, oh, it's amazing. You're such an inspiration. That's so wonderful. Randy and I always, you know, I've been in real estate for years, and he's been in radio, and we're always like, oh, God. But we're living our passion because we are, it's to serve, and then you create different ways to serve. And then we, in our industry, when we're dealing with the agents and brokers, we're able to help with their mindsets and get them to shift and start doing. But I'm always saying real estate's just the vehicle because I've had such a passion for the self-help part of it and spiritual and God. And that's why we started the second half of this show because you know, Randy's heard me for years saying, oh, why is it real estate? I want to do the other part. But so, and God's let me blend it to where I'm doing it. And it is about serving. And when you see people, the experiences that people have from it, it's just, it's heaven, you know, it's just awesome. And what you're doing is, wow, this is going to take off like wildfire. And, you know, Brendan Burchard, what chart, he hasn't been around that long. Look how fast he's done what he's done.
Yeah.
You know, he's amazing. No, I mean, I can see that happening here too, because it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very cool. Hey, by the way, is it okay to promote your Facebook page there, bud, The Dream Year? Can people connect with you there?
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk about the Dream Year Facebook page for a minute. Talk about what you're doing there.
Yeah, Dream Year is it's a small group of people that at the beginning of the year, I said, I'm looking for a group of people that want to take whatever their dream is and make it a reality in 1 year. So whatever your dream is, we're going to give it a year. We're going to plan it out step by step.
Wow.
I'm going to give you some helpful stuff. We're all going to be like each other's accountability partners. And this group, it's an amazing group. There's 19 people in it right now. Randy's in it. And it's been amazing to see people that have said, okay, I'm going to try to make this work. And they've taken their dream and they're actually taking action. People are writing books. People are starting businesses. And they're actually doing it. And by the end of this year, it's going to be very interesting to see how many of those people are going to be fully supported by their dream. And I think it's going to be just cool and surreal.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Well, and one of the nuggets that you shared on that Dream Year, and there's a lot of them, and so I'd recommend people to connect with Kamanzi, just it's hashtag Dream Year on Facebook, or on his KamanziConstable.com as well there, and ask him, check in with him there about wanting to be on in the group. But what I love is you give, again, just practical things like, you know what, if you've wanted to be a coach, and, you know, you just kind of, that self-limiting belief stuff kicks in and you don't think you can do it, you know, start out with, a discounted coaching package. Get that first sale, if you will, right? And then once you get that, the light kind of goes on, right? Like, hey, I can do this again and again and again, and I can support myself doing this, right? It starts with that first sale.
Wow.
Yeah. That first sale changes everything, and more than that, like I think a lot of times we think we have to have it all figured out. I have to have my coaching program. I have to have my book. I have to have whatever it is I'm doing all figured out. You don't have to have it all figured out. You figure out a lot of your process while you're doing it. While you're in the process of doing it, especially coaching. You know, coaching. You start coaching. That's how you really figure out your process. So get a client. That's going to be the best experience for you.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I love, you know, and again, we've talked about this, you know, because, you know, people talk about dreams and, oh, you know, my dreams come true. And I saw a quote, one of the Maxwell team members, you know, that dreams don't come true. Really, plans do, and frankly only plans that are really committed to over a long period of time. So in other words, you know, and I think Dave Ramsey talks about taking our dreams, you know, out of the sky, if you will, out of the clouds, bringing them down, and then begin to set goals, right? You've got to convert those dreams into goals, don't you?
Yeah, and Dan Miller also says a dream is really just a goal with a timetable attached to it.
Awesome. Mm,
there you go. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And, yeah, because people can just dream and drift forever, man, just, you know. And I've been guilty of that over the years. Yeah, someday I want to do this, and but, you know, like you say, there comes a point where you go, all right, I'm going to set some goals.
Take action, do it, and then listen to your heart, too, right? And we all know, and that sounds like it, that's when you can make it happen, and it's amazing. This is cool. I'm
very
looking
cool.
forward to meeting you, Kamanzi, too, because I'll be on Maui soon, too, back and forth. So.
Yeah, get over here.
Yeah, absolutely. God, this is
awesome,
so cool.
Man.
I can just feel how you're going to help so many people. Amazing.
Yeah.
Get them.
And again, the website, KamanziConstable.com, and I'm going to spell it again because it is kind of a cool, wacky,
well, yeah, because
cool
I
name.
Thank you, because I typed it in wrong, and then, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
because,
K-I-M, as in Kim Onzi, A-N-Z-I, Constable.com. You know what? While we're camping on this, where did that name come from, my brother?
My mom is from Kenya. So
cool.
It's a Kenyan name.
That's awesome.
Oh. Do you ever go? Do you ever go over
name.
There?
I lived in Kenya for 2 years when I was 14, and then I've gone every year the last 3 years. I even took my wife there last year.
Awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, Kamanzi Constable, again, KamanziConstable.com. And, I almost forgot. We're going to give away, as we say goodbye, we're going to give away, did you say 1 hour coaching session?
1 hour.
Wow. Free. Wow.
Free, yeah.
Okay.
If you're here in Maui, we can get together somewhere and, like, have a pineapple or a coconut together. If you're wherever you are in the world, we'll hop on Skype or a Google Hangout. Yeah.
All right. So very cool. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you to, since many of you found us via my Facebook post, I'm going to ask you, if those of you who might be listening via the Facebook post, just go to Randy Zachary on Facebook. And if you're not a friend, you can send me the message and say, hey, I want the free hour from Kamanzi. So, or as we go, you can call us at 347-945-5428. So whether it's live or jump on Facebook and message me at Randy Zachary, and then it's Randy Zachary on the Facebook. Apparently several of you found us and are listening live right now. So either Facebook or call us at 347-945-5428, and I'll pass along your info to Kamanzi. And thanks, my friend, and now that I'm here,
thank you.
We're going to have to connect very soon. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we will. Thanks for having me, guys.
Fantastic. Go for it. Sounds wonderful. This has been fun. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.